Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cool Beans by Joe Yonan is a contemporary vegetarian cookbook and practical guide centered on beans, lentils, chickpeas, and other legumes as everyday, flavorful, and satisfying staples. Written by the Washington Post food and dining editor and a James Beard Award-winning food writer, the book aims to move legumes beyond their reputation as plain or purely utilitarian foods by showing how they can anchor modern meals across cuisines. It combines technique-focused instruction with 105 recipes that span snacks, spreads, soups, salads, mains, and even sweet applications, emphasizing big flavors, smart textures, and flexible components. Alongside recipes, Yonan offers hands-on guidance for sourcing, storing, and reliably cooking beans, including methods suited to common home kitchen tools such as the stovetop, slow cooker, and electric pressure cooker. The overall purpose is both culinary and practical to help home cooks feel confident cooking beans from scratch and using them creatively throughout the week. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing beans as modern, craveable centerpiece cooking. A central idea in Cool Beans is that legumes can be the point of the meal rather than a side dish or a compromise for people avoiding meat. Yonan treats beans as ingredients with real range, creamy, brothy, crisp, hearty, and even dessert-friendly when handled thoughtfully. The recipes are designed to deliver the kind of excitement many cooks associate with meat-centered dishes, using bold seasoning, contrasting textures, and appealing presentation. This approach also addresses a common barrier to cooking beans regularly, the assumption that they will feel repetitive. Instead, the book shows how a similar pantry base can lead to very different outcomes, from dips and spreads to stews and composed plates. The tone is encouraging rather than dogmatic, welcoming omnivores as well as vegetarians by focusing on flavor first. By leaning into contemporary tastes and making room for fun applications, the book helps reposition beans as a genuinely desirable staple for weeknight dinners, lunches, and entertaining. Secondly, a master method mindset for cooking beans in any kitchen, beyond recipes. The book functions as a skills builder, emphasizing repeatable methods that make bean cooking less intimidating. Yonan provides practical guidance for cooking beans in multiple ways, including stovetop, slow cooker, and electric pressure cooker approaches, so readers can match the method to their schedule and equipment. This reduces the friction that often pushes people toward canned beans while still acknowledging convenience. The technique focus is less about rigid rules and more about teaching reliable patterns how to get tender beans, how to manage timing, and how to set yourself up for easy meals once a pot of beans is cooked. The idea of a base preparation supports the rest of the book because many recipes can begin with already cooked beans, letting home cooks batch cook and then vary flavors across the week. In that sense, Cool Beans is as much about building a sustainable cooking routine as it is about any single dish. Thirdly, global inspiration without losing home cook accessibility, Cool Beans draws from a wide range of culinary traditions, reflecting how legumes appear across many food cultures. The recipe selection highlights global influence across regions often associated with vibrant legume cookery, such as parts of the Mediterranean and Middle East, Africa, the Americas, and Asia, alongside familiar U.S. comfort food contexts. The effect is twofold. It broadens a reader's sense of what beans can do, and it offers fresh paths for seasoning beyond the usual chili or basic soup template. Importantly, the book keeps an eye on approachability. When a dish calls for an ingredient that may not be in every pantry, Yonan is known for offering workable substitutions, allowing readers to capture the spirit of a flavor profile without derailing the cooking plan. This balance between authenticity and practicality helps the recipes feel both adventurous and doable, making the book useful for cooks who want to expand their repertoire without needing a specialty store run for every meal. Fourthly, texture and transformation from creamy to crunchy and beyond. One of the most instructive themes is how beans can change character through technique. Rather than treating legumes as a single texture, the book showcases methods that push them toward different roles blended into smooth dips, folded into batters and doughs, simmered into brothy bowls, or roasted for snackable crunch. This focus on transformation is what helps the recipes feel modern and varied, because the same ingredient category can deliver multiple eating experiences. It also teaches a useful way of thinking for improvisation: choose a desired texture first, then select a bean and seasoning direction to match. For readers who think they dislike beans, texture is often the real issue, and the book provides alternatives that can win them over. By pairing legumes with bright acids, aromatic spices, fresh herbs, and contrasting toppings, the recipes aim to avoid the flatness that can happen in under-seasoned bean dishes. The result is a toolkit for making beans feel lively and intentionally crafted. Lastly, sustainability, satisfaction, and the case for legumes as everyday protein. Cool Beans makes a practical argument for eating legumes more often, grounded in their strengths as plant-based proteins that are filling, economical, and widely available. While the book is a cookbook first, its framing aligns with a broader shift toward plant-forward eating, positioning beans as a smart staple for anyone looking to diversify protein sources. The emphasis on satisfaction matters because many people worry that plant-based meals will not feel substantial. Yonan's approach addresses that concern through hearty formats and flavor-driven recipes intended to stand on their own, not as a lesser substitute. The book also nods to the growing interest in better beans, including heirloom varieties and thoughtful sourcing, which can expand a cook's sense of flavor and quality. Even without making big claims, the combined message is clear. Legumes are a realistic foundation for frequent cooking because they support both personal convenience and more sustainable meal patterns, while still delivering comfort and pleasure. In conclusion, Cool Beans is best suited to home cooks who want practical, repeatable ways to cook more plant-forward meals without sacrificing flavor or variety. Vegetarians and vegans will find it an especially rich resource because it treats legumes as true centerpieces. But omnivores looking to add more meatless dinners will also benefit from its accessible, flavor-first approach. The key practical payoff is confidence readers learn how to cook beans in the way that fits their kitchen, then apply those beans across a wide spread of meal types, from snacks and spreads to hearty mains. The book also rewards cooks who enjoy exploring global flavors, offering inspiration that goes beyond the most common bean preparations, while still keeping the recipes workable through substitutions and clear instruction. What makes it stand out among legume-focused cookbooks is its combination of modern creativity and real-world usability. It is not just a collection of worthy, healthy ideas, but a toolkit designed to make beans exciting and repeatable in everyday life. For anyone trying to build a more sustainable, budget-friendly, and satisfying cooking routine, it offers both motivation and a large, flexible recipe base. If you would like to support Joe Yonan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.